We'll close with a remembrance of Horace Silver. The jazz pianist and composer died yesterday at the age of 85. In 1953, he and drummer Art Blakey co-founded the group The Jazz Messengers. 2.5 years later, Silver left the Messengers to form his own band. His best-known compositions include Nika's Dream, The Preacher, Sister Sadie, Filthy McNasty, and Song for My Father. Many people who don't even know Horace Silver's music know the bass line from Song for My Father because Steely Dan kind of borrowed it for their song, Ricky Don't Lose That Number. Song for My Father is a tribute to Silver's father, who was from Cape Verde, the island country off the coast of Western Africa, which was colonized by the Portuguese. In 1984, Horace Silver told me the story behind the song.
For years, he used to always say to me, why don't you take one of these Cape Verdean folk songs that, you know, my father and my uncle used to play the violin, the mandolin, the ukulele around the house. They'd get together and have their little jam sessions and play the music from their country. And they'd play it and sing it, you know, and I used to listen to it. And he said, why don't you take one of these songs and put it into jazz, make a jazz thing out of it. And I could never see it, you know. I thought they were kind of square, you know, and I didn't really dig fooling around with it. But it wasn't until I went to Brazil and at the invitation of Sergio Mendes and spent some time at his home during Carnival to see Carnival and, you know, to be a part of Carnival, I got a chance to sit in with a lot of musicians down there, and the bossa nova was swimming around in my head when I came back, you know, and I said, well, I got to write a tune with that rhythm, you know, with that rhythmic concept. So I sat down to try to write something with that bossa nova rhythmic concept, and the melody that I got, it didn't sound Brazilian. It sounded Cape Verdean for some reason. It just came out that way, subconsciously, I guess. Because the melody sounded Cape Verdean, and when I got through writing it, I said, well, gee, Dad has always wanted me to take one of his Cape Verdean songs and make a jazz thing out of it. Here's something that I created myself, but it has a Cape Verde feeling to it. So I'm going to dedicate it to him. And his picture's on the cover of the album, and it's going all over the world, and people have seen his face, you know, and he's honored about all that and very happy and pleased about that. But, you know, he still would like to have me take one of those Cape Verdean tunes and make it into jazz.
Horace Silver recorded in 1984.